We're now joined by Pella Christian head boys basketball coach Marv Van White. Coach, I'm sure not quite the outcome you wanted. You know, you guys had him right where you wanted there at halftime, but can you walk me through a little bit of your team's effort tonight?
Well, our effort was great. You know, everybody's really working hard, and everybody's just giving a winning effort, and that's what we ask for every day. And so they're delivering on that. There's just some things that were out of our control there that didn't go our way, and there's some things we need to improve on, obviously, so we're going to keep working.
You're talking a little bit, but during the broadcast, you know, you guys have a lot of talented basketball players on your team and a lot of guys that can score the basketball and also play good on the defensive side as well. What do you feel is key as coach to kind of get that to all kind of gel together in conference games like this?
Yeah, there was some defensive breakdowns. There was times where we played great defense and then we didn't finish it off with a rebound, or we played great defense to the point of attack at the rim and then we didn't quite get squared up and defend the way we want to at the rim, and little things like that we need to keep getting better at.
You know, you have a guy like, we'll bring up Gilbert Fleidel for example. He is excellent when he gets down low and they're able to feed him down low, and he's a guy that it seems like when he's open, he's, you know, firing towards the rim. You know, how crucial is that to get him, you know, more exposure down there on the block and kind of give him more opportunities?
Gilbert, he's an interesting type of player because he's really good with the ball in his hands. We're finding some ways to do that, to get him the ball in his hands a little more in space where he can create a shot, which he's good at in the lane. And just another thing that we're going to just keep continuing to work on.
Now, I talked to Coach Foudy about it too, but, you know, here we sit still in just kind of the middle of January, a little Hawkeye Conference, still open, and still a lot can happen in the conference as you go throughout, you know, this next month of the season. You know, kind of what would you like to see out of your guys the most in terms of improvement as they go face another, you know, three non-conference games and then the rest of conference games?
So, like I said earlier, we just got to every day keep working on the little things. You know, Monday we get a chance to practice again before our game with Fairfield on Tuesday. And we're back home for that one, so we're looking forward to that. And then we've got homecoming on Friday, and hopefully we don't have too many distractions that will hinder us there. But, you know, it's just the little things, you know, that we just need to be more consistent with. And when some of those things break down on the defensive end or on the offensive end and we don't execute the way we need to, then we just got to keep working on that and getting better.
Now, as you stepping in as first-year head coach, you know, you're certainly not a stranger to the Pella Christian basketball program, and, you know, you've been around it for quite a while. Do you feel like now, kind of almost 2 months into the season, you kind of get your bearings and, you know, got to know these guys really well that I'm sure you know already, but been able to kind of establish what you've wanted to build here?
Yeah, I still feel like it's a work in progress in a lot of ways, just because these guys didn't have a lot of experience coming in. And, yeah, obviously we know them very well. Our whole staff knows them very well, and we're trying to put the right pieces together. But it's kind of a work in progress where we're just continuing to move pieces around and try different things and see what the best thing is for us.
Well, Coach Van White, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you coming up and visiting with me. You know, best of luck as your team takes on Fairfield and kind of the rest of your schedule going forward.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the coverage.